Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 10th of November. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews. And she's back, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Well, hi, all.
Oh, hello.
So good to be back.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Well, fiddly dee.
Yay. So where you been?
Well, I thought you weren't going to ask me all this at the beginning of the show, so you framed me again.
I don't care. I don't care where you've been.
But as you've asked, well, I was in Manhattan for a good old week. Good old week there. And then I trotted down to South Carolina, and I was at Columbia University there.
Well,
my new husband was giving a talk.
Really?
To the, what they called their freshmen.
Yeah.
Freshmen. And then we all went to, after Shrimp and Grits, we all went down to Georgia.
You went down to Georgia? Now, that's funny, that.
Savannah.
Okay.
And Charleston.
Did you?
Charleston.
Thank you very much.
Sat on a deck with a
That's enough. I don't want to hear any more. I've had enough of that.
I also met Ray Charles Jr.'s son.
Did you?
Who's Ray Charles Jr.
Cool. You can tell us all about it later.
I'll tell you all about it.
Because we've got a packed show today, and our first guests, who I'm going to introduce in a moment, have got to go on to another appointment.
Would you like cream and sugar with that?
Oh, thank you very much.
No hash browns?
Yeah. I'd like to say a massive thank you to today's show sponsor, who are RAP Office Contracts. Massive thank you to those folks who are design and fit-out specialists based in Maidstone, but covering the whole of the country and specialising in basically anything. But they do a lovely line in schools, colleges, and other community workspaces too. So a big thank you to Julie and the team at RAP Office Contracts for supporting today's Business Bunker show.
And they love a zap of colour, don't they, Paul Andrews?
Yeah, we do, yeah. So it's also a bit of a milestone.
It is.
It's show number 250.
Where's Sally for cakes?
Absolutely. Funnily enough, I only realised this morning when I was setting the show playlist up.
I thought there wasn't much of a build-up.
No.
I'm horrified.
I started putting the show playlist together, and I typed show 250, and I... Oh, is that right? And I went back and checked. Yeah, it is show 250. And I thought, oh, 250. So I better say something about that.
I can't believe I've worked with you for 250 years.
No.
You know, it hasn't really flown by.
No.
You
wouldn't believe I'm only 23, but after all of that, look at the state of me now. Yeah, exactly.
And how was your truck driving?
It was great. Thank you very much for everyone that contributed to my birthday present, which I partook of on Sunday. And I went with Stopwatch Hospitality and Paul Clark and Matt and Ashley at the Stopwatch Hospitality Suite at Brands Hatch, and
I'm
it was fabulous.
A little bit huffy about it because you were supposed to take me.
No.
Why do you think I bought two tickets?
I went on my own because I wanted to be on my own because I like to mooch around. Oh. I like to mooch around there, and I had a fabulous time.
Did the girls in the hot pants surround you again?
I did manage to get a selfie with a grid girl.
Yeah, thought you might.
Yeah, I'm normally reasonably okay at that, and I got a fairly decent one of those.
I don't think I can compete with that, do you, Alison?
Yeah, no hot pants over here.
I think my hot pants days are well and truly over.
Yeah. So it is. I told her she ought to have come. She came out without a vest on, and you could tell. Yeah, you didn't want any of that. I had a word with her about that. Yeah.
I got a boiler suit.
No, she was suffering without her vest on, that's for sure.
Really?
Anyway, it was a great day, and the whole day culminated in a massive firework display, which was brilliant. So we had a fabulous day.
Did you go up in a rocket or something?
No, I didn't. And the night before, I was at the Kent Deaf Children's Society annual awards and achievements, which was another fabulous evening at the Hempstead House Spa Hotel. And Louise Henley, chair of Kent Deaf Children's Society, and the team of volunteers were brilliant as always. We had a fabulous evening, and the kids were absolutely brilliant, and we gave out lots of awards and achievements.
It sounds like y'all having too much fun.
We had loads of fun, and we had children, young adults, and adults that all won recognition for the work that they've been doing in all kinds of fields. So it was a fabulous evening, and we had a spontaneous donation. From a small group from Hastingly, St. Joseph Deaf Charity, raised £1,000 for us.
Excellent.
Which was fabulous. That was absolutely brilliant,
wasn't
it?
So who was that?
I can't remember if it was St. Joseph from Beverley Deaf Charity, based in Hastingly.
Big up for St. Joseph in Hastings, and to all our Hastings listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Hastingsley.
Hastingsley, where's that?
Near Wye.
Wye?
Because it is. Because they put it there, that's why. Anyway.
The jokes are the best.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Everybody's thrown up in the studio after that. Yeah. Do you know what? We need to introduce our first guest, though, because they have appointments. They have busy lives and they've got things to do. Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show Bill Fox, Chair of FSB Kent and Medway, and the lovely Alison Palmer, Business Development FSB. Folks, hello.
Hi, great. Good to be here.
Hello, guys. Nice to be back.
It's good to see you again. So thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming Small Business Saturday and what FSB Kent and Medway are kind of doing to get involved in that, yeah?
Fantastic.
Yeah, so off you go.
FSB is really pleased to support the Small Business Saturday, which is a nationwide social media campaign. It gets loads of press coverage. Last year, I think it sort of topped around about 3.5 million views on Facebook.
Wow.
So for something for small businesses to get involved in, the FSB are saying, let's all do it. It's such good fun. It's easy. It's accessible. So in Kent, we've been running a few networking sessions. I think, Paul, you've got one coming up this week.
Exactly. So let's set the scene for this. Small Business Saturday is actually on December the 5th, isn't it?
Right, yes.
Saturday, December the 5th. And FSB Kent and Medway have decided to really go for it this year and kind of promote it alongside the other national promotions, but to get more independent businesses involved in it locally.
Yeah, and just to celebrate all the small businesses that we know are out there working really hard. It's to give them a spotlight for one day. So lots of run-up, loads of media and activity and social media in the run-up to it. But on Saturday, 5th of December, that's the actual day when we all want to go out and support small businesses, not just on that one day, but remembering they're there for the rest of the year.
Make that extra special effort to go to your local butcher, baker, candlestick maker, and everything. It's so
when,
much better.
When small businesses are up against big old campaigns like Black Friday, well, do you know, I think this is a lovely alternative to that.
Absolutely.
Our independent retailers, your kind of food producers, jewels that you all know and love, they're the guys actually that we really want to keep going.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as you say, FSB Kent and Medway are running a series of free networking events in the lead up to Small Business Saturday to encourage people in the business community to get involved.
Exactly. It's really simple. There's a great website, smallbusinesssaturdayuk.com. You can download a free marketing pack, which will be sent straight to your business. It doesn't have to be a high street retailer either. It could be a manufacturer's, could be an office space. Everyone can get involved in all the social media activity that's going on. And then we've got quite a few local councils and MPs who've said, oh, we love this. We want to show our support as well. So that's where the FSB is drawing on those key decision makers, making sure they're aware of it and getting their local turkey from the local shops.
Absolutely. Oh. We had the first of the network meetings last night at Western Hanger Castle, just around the corner here, with lovely Sarah Paul, and Bill was there. And we were joined there by David Monk, who's the leader of Shepway Council, who told us about their activities over Small Business Saturday. And he made his announcement that they will be having free parking in Shepway on December the 5th, which is always
excellent.
Good.
Fantastic. What a gesture as well to do that.
Well, I don't want to be negative here, but I just need to put this dig in.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing that all these councils recognise that free parking is a really great boost to business?
It's a fabulous way of getting the customers are happy. Businesses can really do more if you know you can pop in and out of your local shops with free parking. It's an absolute no-brainer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And lots of councils that we've written to have said, they really are supporting their local communities, and there's lots of different sort of free parking and things on offer in the run-up towards Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
Gravesham have got loads going on. Dover Council, Medway have got lots of different Christmas fairs. So we're making sure that we're talking to them on that sort of county-wide level and nudging them and saying, look, 99% of the economy are all these small businesses. What else can we do to make sure that we're supporting them?
And it does make a big difference for small businesses.
This is Bill speaking now. The lovely Bill.
The lovely Bill in blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't forget the blue.
He's wearing the healing blue, listener.
Cornflower blue, that is.
Yeah. No, I think this year, especially with the new regional team that we've got, makes a big difference. We're getting out there and showing people that the FSB are out there, mean business, and we're supporting small independent businesses to do their business. It's very hard out there, so the more people get involved, the more people buy from local businesses, more money stays in the local community.
Absolutely, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. So there's a series of things. The first one was last night, actually, at Western Hanger Castle. There's one tonight,
I think. There's one tonight at the Hilton Maidstone. Hotel in Maidstone. Yep. And there's one coming
tomorrow
up.
Tomorrow night is at the Innovation Centre in Chatham.
Yep, that's with Zoe Cairns, who's hosting that one, another member of our new regional team.
Yep.
We've got one on Monday in Tunbridge. The council leader's coming along. That's at the Rose and Crown in Tunbridge High Street.
So fantastic. Thursday,
Paul, wasn't it?
Yes.
And Thursday.
Where's Thursday's?
Why do we talk about that?
Thursday's in Canterbury at Fruitworks.
Fruitworks.
Yeah. air at 6 p.m.
Lovely.
And we have Simon Cook, the leader of Canterbury City Council, will be there. So do come along to that. It's a free event, free tea and coffee and bickies.
Is there free beer anymore?
Not that one. It's free beer at Create. But
that's the one I like.
Yeah.
We'll sort that next time.
Yeah. No. So there's a series around the county in Tunbridge, Maidstone, Medway, and Canterbury, and there was one last night in Folkestone, talking about what the FSB, Kent and Medway are doing to promote Small Business Saturday and asking you guys to get involved. Are you guys being the small independent businesses out there in Kentland?
And this is where I think the FSB, and I'll say this because I believe in it, it's quite an interesting sort of setup because it's run by the volunteers. So so Bill Fox, right here, as our regional chairman, has now got a new team of volunteers who are pretty busy running their own business or businesses, Paul. So loads of really brilliant champions and advocates of small businesses across the county who are giving up a bit of time to organise these kinds of events for the benefit of loads of other businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think for me it's great to work with a team of like-minded business people that own businesses. They understand the challenges that businesses face, and it's really important that we know how we can help those businesses. We're member-led, member-driven, so it's very important that we get the feedback from members in Kent. What are you looking for?
Absolutely. And if you are a micro or small business out there, and you're not currently part of the FSB, you really ought to consider joining. Just have a look at the website, fsb.org. Check it out. Have a look. Just see what the benefits are.
Yeah.
There are lots and lots of benefits to being a member. Over and above any of these networking meetings, just general benefits of cheap insurance, broadband, legal advice and all kinds of things.
I was talking to one fellow business owner the other day who said something they found really useful was the recruitment template. They got online, they spoke to the legal helpline and the FSB made a bespoke recruitment template for them, put in a little extra bit in the contract to make it completely relevant to their business, which otherwise they wouldn't have had the time or technical legal knowledge to complete
or
themselves.
Or the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that kind of covers their membership straight away, really, those legal fees.
Absolutely.
So just remind us on how much it costs to join you.
It starts from £160 a year if you're a sole trader, and it goes up to about £800 a year, but that's for the bigger businesses with up to 249 employees.
Right, so 160 for a small. Well, that's incredible.
You get your money back using just one of the services
like
cheap insurance.
Isn't it?
It's
I want to have a meal out with you, Jules.
It's for Jules, yeah.
That's for the drinks, Jules.
That's a snack for Jules, that is, yeah. Absolutely. So do get involved with these free networking events around the county. Do get involved on December the 5th supporting Small Business Saturday. We've got a couple of hashtags you can use. You can use the hashtag SmallBizSatUK and hashtag FSB Kent.
Correct.
So if you do anything to support Small Business Saturday, if you use those two hashtags on social media, you'll get kind of thrown into
Share
the melee up. Of everything.
Can I say them again, Paul?
It's SmallBizSatUK and hashtag FSB Kent.
Right, and Alison, will you just read out the website, the small business website, please, again?
The Small Business Saturday website is smallbusinesssaturdayuk.com.
Brilliant, thank you.
Paul's mentioned their hashtag. The FSB website is www.fsb.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Heaps of info on there. And there's loads going on. There's Small Business Saturday just a couple of days before that as well. We've got a skills event because that's something else.
30 skills.
There you
absolutely.
Go. 30 businesses in a room, 30 students. What's going to happen when they meet and speed network together?
Mm.
So there's kind of those other issues as well that we're looking at on a long-term basis. What is it that the businesses are telling us they really need? They need better skilled employees.
Mm.
So we're setting up different kind of pilot schemes and projects. We're working very closely with lots of universities across Kent to see what practical steps we can put in place to help some businesses across the county.
Absolutely. Listen, all of the websites that we've given you and all of the details are actually on Kent Business Radio website. If you go into kentbusinessradio.co.uk and go into the blog section, there's a blog that lists all of the events that FSB Kent and Medway are running. And in that blog are links to book your places and find out the addresses and the times and all of that. There's also a whole blog which is entitled Small Business Saturday. Mm-hmm. And that's got a list of all these networking events we're talking about and links to the booking pages for those.
Brilliant.
And it tells you what to do and how to do it. And it's got all the websites on there. Or if you just want to find out more about the FSB as an organisation, smack in the middle of the homepage on Kent Business Radio is a big, big logo of FSB. If you click on that, that goes to the national website, and you can find out all about becoming a member and joining online, or just looking at what they do and some of the things that they've been involved in. And the FSB are also a lobbying organisation. They do a lot of work speaking to government about things that affect the small business community. So do go in and have a look at some of the projects they're running and some of the programs they're running in terms of lobbying government on various issues like broadband and small business finance and business rates and all the other things that affect us.
Yeah, the big one coming up is the autumn statement, 25th of November. Mm. So some of my colleagues, I think they phrased it, we're going to get the Chancellor in a headlock, he said, because every year we come up again about the small business rates relief.
Yeah.
We've got a team of real experts at head office who lobby the case on behalf of our 200,000 members and say, you can't not do this, you have to keep this going. And actually, we want the small business rates relief to be permanent.
Absolutely.
But every year we have to keep going back to the Chancellor saying, look, don't dally with us, don't play with us.
Yeah,
like
you it's tease,
be
George, you
exactly.
tease. Yeah.
So, yeah, Peter O'Connell in a headlock with the Chancellor, sorting that one out.
Just while you're talking about that, I need to mention this for the people that it affects. David Monk, leader of Shetway Council, did tell us last night that Shetway Council have instituted a scheme where discretionarily, if you're struggling, they will look at helping you with business rates. It's
Brilliant.
A discretionary scheme, and you have to talk to them about what your needs are, but they are happy to help you. So do go into the Shetway District Council website. If you're based anywhere in South East Kent, in Folkestone or Hythe or Western Hanger or Dimchurch or anywhere around South East Kent, if you're a business there, Shetway Council have now a discretionary service where they will give you rate relief or some discount.
It's really worth looking
into.
Definitely going to direct to your council, because there's lots of other options. There's the rural rates relief as well as the small business rates relief.
Absolutely.
It's complicated, but it's worth spending a bit of time sorting it out.
This is why we love these guys, because you know everything, but also you're
you know everything.
But your enthusiasm.
The answer's 42.
mostly.
But your enthusiasm for it just shines through. I love it. Yeah.
But I think earlier, Jules, we were talking about the amount of tweets that you guys get when you're out tweeting and you know, social media, whereas people that work for other companies don't do that. I think by being a small business ourselves, we're passionate about helping other small businesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was having a conversation with a bigger company the other day, and they have got rid of their sales team in-house because they couldn't afford to sort of pay them, basically, and they've outsourced it. It will never be the same as, you know, people actually working the business, in my opinion.
No, but again, I think people buy from people. People still buy from people.
Yeah.
I know there's a place for the internet. There's some things work, but I think people like face-to-face contact, especially if you're doing technical sales, and a range of selling, is important that you know the person, you know the company, and you get the service that, you know, makes you buy from a certain client or customer.
And that's where we're doing quite a lot of collaborative work as well. So the events that we run, it's not just us. It's us and lots of other local businesses taking part.
Exactly.
It's the local councils we invite. It's the MPs that we get along, so they listen
to us. You do things in conjunction with other organisations like the Chambers of Commerce and schools and colleges and things like that, do you not?
Yeah, we do.
Cool. Well, I think we're focused on helping business. I mean, again, I think everybody that's in this chosen sector helps businesses, because that's what we're here to do. So we can talk to the Chambers, we can talk to the IOD. Mm. We're here to help businesses in Kent improve.
Absolutely.
We've had a tweet here from Lisa Marie Settle, who is the director of Telcare, telecommunications company in Kent. And she said to FSB Kent, I will be ordering my turkey in local village butchers on Small Biz Saturday UK.
Thanks, Lisa. What time do you want us?
Fit four more around the table.
Has she got the sprouts on already?
And Paul's got a nice tutu he can wear when he delivers it.
Oh, well. Don't start. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he could go on top of the tree.
Yeah, thank you. On that note, we're going to chuck everyone out. Massive thank you, guys. Thank you for popping in.
Thanks for having us.
I know how
really
busy
nice
you are, and
here.
You've got to get off to Dover for another appointment.
We're going to talk about Operation Stack and be all serious now.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to raise
Give
that
someone
issue.
A poke
we
in
haven't
the eye
forgotten
for us.
About it, don't you worry.
What's happening with Operation Stack?
Well, that's what we're going to find out.
There's lots going on. I mean, obviously, Paul Carter's been talking about it at a very high level. They've had the Chancellor again and different people in meetings. I think it's being taken seriously now.
At last,
it's certainly being recognised as a national issue, not just an issue for Kent. And certainly it affects our members across the whole of the UK. So we're going down again, banging doors on behalf of our FSB members.
We're keeping it the topic rumbling along behind the scenes before it all rears up again. So, yeah, we're talking to the Port of Dover this afternoon. We're wanting to make sure that we've got really good steps forward and that we're all keeping part of that argument so that we're really representing small businesses.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks again.
Bill Fox. Bill Fox, Chair of FSB Kent and Medway, and Alison Palmer, Business Development. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy beating them up at Dover. And we'll see you again soon, folks.
Lovely,
and let's look forward to a massive, massive Small Business Saturday.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Thank you.
Cheers.
Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Cheers.
We're going to play some tunage.
You're going to make something Carolina?
Guess what?
Bit of Ray Charles. Ooh! Midnight Train to Georgia.
Midnight Train
well,
to Georgia.
Well, fiddly do. For the man,
too much for the man, he couldn't make it.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going
back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back to
a simpler place and time. Oh, yes, he is. Chain to Georgia.
Yeah.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him in mine.
World is his. Here the girls
along. He kept dreaming.
Dreaming.
Ooh, that someday he'd be a star.
Superstar, but he didn't get far.
But he sure found out the hard. The dreams don't always come true. Oh no. So he found all his hopes. And he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes he did. He said he would. Said he's going back to find, ooh, a simpler place and time. Ooh, yeah, and I'm gonna be with him on that midnight train to Georgia. Ooh, I'd rather live in his world than live without him. Said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, a simpler place and time.
That
ride, ooh, yo.
Uh-huh.
I've got to be with him.
I hope you will.
Oh, that midnight train to Georgia.
Yeah.
I'd better live in his world than live without him. Here's
RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
JobsInKent.com.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 10th of November. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly southern Jules Serkin.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
I did enjoy that midnight train to Georgia.
I thought you might.
I was on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went to a very nice beach.
Did you?
A tiny beach.
Never heard of tiny beach.
Tybee. It's all coming back to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Where I had...
Well, the alcohol's wearing off.
Strawberry daiquiris.
I knew it.
On a little swing seat. Yeah. They have swing seats everywhere, listener.
Yeah.
And I did go on a midnight train to Georgia.
Did you?
With Roberta Flack.
But unfortunately, you came back.
And I did meet lovely, Ray Charles Jr.
Yeah, so you said.
And, of course, you know, I met that lovely actor, Vincent Coyle.
Vince Coyle, yeah.
Who, you know, my one weakness is the Irish accent.
Yeah.
Well, my real one weakness is the Northern Irish accent. It's a bit Z-cars.
By way of New York.
Makes me go a bit weak. Weak at the knees.
Yeah.
So me and Vincent are now bosom buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Vincent Coyle.
Nice one. Cool. Thank you for that. We've got dozens and dozens of tweets, and as always, we want to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. And you can get in touch with us in all normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at Vanilla Web. And we have had quite a few million tweets. That was a bit of an exaggeration. Hundreds of millions. Bazillions. And I'm going to read a few, and I'm going to fly through these a little bit. We are tied together. Tied Together UK on the Twitter. And I came across these folks over the weekend while I was trawling around on Twitter. And I went into their website and I went and bought something.
What did you buy?
I bought some socks.
Really?
Yeah, some socks and a pocket square.
Probably about time.
Yeah. No, and that's what they sell. Socks, pocket squares and ties.
What's a pocket square?
One of those. Anki.
Oh, yeah.
Anki for you.
And it almost sort of clashes with your shirt or matches. I'm not quite sure.
It clashes.
I'm trying to work it out.
This isn't the one I bought from We Are Tied Together. This is an old one I had.
And where are We Are Tied Together based?
I don't know exactly because I bought it on the net.
You don't know where you went? No.
I bought them on the net, but I'm fairly sure, I might get this wrong, I'm fairly sure there's something to do with Amy Barker, if you remember Amy.
Yes,
who runs Monk's Clothing in Westmorling.
We love Monk's Clothing.
I think it's them. Big shout out to Stopwatch Hospitality for a fabulous day at Brands Hatch on Sunday. Thank you very much, Paul and the team.
Without me.
Yeah, without Jules.
And there was a spare ticket.
Yeah. Big shout out to Neil Barston, who's a journalist on Index Magazine in Canterbury.
Once a girl will do.
Are you paying attention, or are you going to have your own radio show?
No, I'm saying to Martin,
sorry to interrupt, carry on having a gossip.
Martin's shocked that you went with two tickets and didn't take me.
No.
And you
don't want to be shocked.
And he raised his eyebrows at me, and I said, what's a girl to do?
I'm not silly. Yeah. A hospitality suite with free alcohol and jewels. Yeah. What's going to be happening there? Yeah.
Well, you could have frolicked with all the girls.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would have had your rations.
And then I could have poured you into the back of my car and driven you home to Whitstable while you were being ill in it, and then I get home and have to clean my car out.
You could have taken me in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Y'all?
I don't want to talk about that.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about some of these tweets.
Come on, then. Yeah. Get them off your chest.
Yeah. Cascade Insurance have tweeted... Yay. And apparently, we're going to find out about this in a minute, apparently Cascade Insurance, who were guests on the show about 6 months ago or so, have been colluding with young Tabitha over here.
Colluding?
They've been colluding, and we're going to find out about that later, I think.
Mm, so and big her hello blogs to, as
yeah,
well.
Big hello to Cascade Insurance. Sunil, Kent Traffic Law.
I love
has tweeted.
Him. Sunil. He's another weakness. Him and Vincent Coyle.
Yeah, I saw you wearing his hair once.
Yeah, I know. It's a wig. It's his barrister wig.
Yeah.
I looked very fetching.
Yeah. Right, I've got a special tweet here that I've been waiting to read out, which is from CPS Gillingham. and CPS is City Plumbing Services in Gillingham, and they've tweeted, VanillaWeb, we're holding a charity coffee morning for teenage cancer in our branch on the 11th of the 11th, 15. That'll be mañana. That'll be tomorrow, won't
yep.
it? And suppliers will be in attendance with raffles. All proceeds go to teenage cancer. Come in for coffee and cake from 7 until 1. And that's at Unit 4, Sabre Court, Gillingham Business Park, ME80RW. I'll read that address again. It's at City Plumbing, Unit 4, Sabre Court, Gillingham Business Park, ME80RW. It's tomorrow between 7 and 1, and all proceeds go to teenage cancer. So do support that, please.
I used to do a lot of PR work for Teenage Cancer Trust, and they are absolutely brilliant in the work they do with their young sufferers, you know, young teenage sufferers. And very, very positive stories used to come out of it. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lee Willis of Ancorians Football Club has tweeted, listening into the Business Bunker show and enjoying it. Please could you give a shout out that Ancorian Angels, that's their Twitter handle, Ancorian Angels Football Club, free training for girls under 7 upwards. So if you're a girl and you like to play football in the Medway area from age seven upwards, they have loads and loads of teams at Ancorians Football Club. They're a community football club. They're recognised by the Kent County Football Association as a community football club. Do get down there and sign yourself up. All abilities and all ages from 7 upwards, Ancorians Football Club. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Ancorian Angels is their Twitter address. And I've had a tweet from Andrew Knott. Hi, Paul, can you give us a shout out if... this is following on from talking to Bill and Alison. If people are interested in hearing more about joining the FSB, they can contact me. And that's A-Knott 20 on the Twitter, or you can call him on 07747 114627. That's 07747 114627. That's Andrew Knott, who's a local membership advisor for FSB. A-Knott 20 on the Twitter, and find out more about joining the FSB.
Has he got a K in front of his N?
Yeah, K-N-O-T-T. Right. A-Knott. A-K. You got it. JR Car Parts have tweeted. Hi, folks. VanillaWeb, have a great Business Bunker show. Thank you very much. That's JR Car Parts. Follow them on the Twitter, J-A-Y-A-R Car Parts, all one word, JR Car Parts. Give them a follow on the Twitter. They're lovely folks. Oh, and a new listener, Cityway Osteopaths.
Oh, we need that.
Yeah.
A little click and a stretch.
Hey, look at this. This is top punning. This is. I tweeted good morning and they went right back at you. Do you get it? Do you get it? Osteopaths,
oh,
right back at you.
I love that.
Top punning there, guys.
I do love an osteopath because you go in and you lie down and then they touch you around the neck, don't they? And they give you a
I wonder
lovely,
what she was going to say
a
there.
Lovely stretch. It's all very healing. You go all weak and then they go, you know? And you come out feeling 10 feet tall, don't you? Obviously, you've never been.
Obviously, yeah. I don't know, you're telling me.
Well, have you ever visited one?
No.
Well, it's about time you did.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Her new follower, Ginger Dog.
Ooh, what do they do?
Well, I'm going to tell you because it's really interesting, especially coming up to Christmas.
Please do.
Ginger Dog are based in Canterbury, and they design and make cufflinks.
Okay.
And their Twitter handle is GD_cufflinks. That will be standing for Ginger Dog, presumably. And they've only got... this morning they only had 60 followers on the Twitter. So I've got them up to 70-odd, but we need the rest of you to join in and follow them. So do give them a follow. It's GD_cufflinks on the Twitter, and they're a Canterbury-based firm that made customisable cufflinks. So coming up to Christmas, you might want to talk to them.
I want to get some for my new husband because, you know, he's so annoying.
A fair swap, I think.
Yeah, you know what? He leaves his cufflinks all around the house. I don't know if you gentlemen in here do it, but there'll be a cufflink on the corner of the kitchen, and then there'll be one by the door, there'll be one in the dog basket, and then he'll go to me about a month later, have you seen my cufflinks? And, yeah, they're all around the house. And I have to gather them up, you know? It drives me nuts.
Blimey.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I think Ginger Dog is where I need to go.
Exactly. Getting some customisable ones.
Yeah.
I've had an email here and it says, hi, Paul. I will be really grateful if you could give this a mention on the Business Bunker show today. I'm sending this to you on behalf of Simone Salwan. Director of Home Instead Senior Care Tunbridge Wells, Sevenoaks and Edenbridge, and co-chair of the West Kent Dementia Action Alliance. Making our towns and villages dementia-friendly is not just something for residents, but businesses can help too by becoming more dementia-aware. The first Kent Dementia Awards ceremony will be taking place on Tuesday the 17th of December at Sessions House in Maidstone, that's County Hall, and businesses across the county will be welcome to attend to find out more about how they can make their staff more dementia aware, particularly those whose staff deal with the general public face to face or over the phone. There will be displays, films and information from 12 noon until 3 p.m. If everybody works together, we hope that the whole of Kent will become dementia friendly. After all, dementia-friendly community is friendly for all. You can find out more details by going to their website, which is dementiafriendlykent.org.uk. That's dementiafriendlykent.org.uk, and that's sent by Laura Burton-Lawrence on behalf of Simone. I'll put that link on the Kent Business Radio community pages so that you can find it. If you want to find anything that you hear on the Business Bunker radio show to do with community activities, we have a whole community page where we list all of the websites of all of the community groups and all of the things that are going on. Do go in there and have a look. You can read an email, Jules.
I'd love to, thank you. And this is from the lovely Laura Hamnett, and it's about SME business finance. And she says, it was actually given to the lovely Martin, who brought it in to me, didn't you, Martin? Martin's nodding because he hasn't got a mic. So here's a little thing about the SME business finance. And Laura says it's a true one-stop shop for all your business financial requirements. They are specialising in asset finance, car finance, I need that, property funding and loans, with only one form to fill out, she says, and we help all kinds of businesses at any stage of their business cycle. We are the SME's best friend, and for more info or for a free quote, please don't hesitate to contact me. And it's Laura on Kent at S for Sugar, M for Mother, E, B for Bertie and F for Freddie.co.uk. Or by phone, you can give her a tinkle on 01795. I think that might be Faversham. A Faversham code, 01795-538-029. So that's 01795-538-029. That's Laura Hamnett. All about SME business finance. Any stage in your business, you can get help with asset finance, car finance, property funding and loans with only one form. Martin, did I miss something?
No.
That was perfect, Jules. Thank you.
Yeah.
That sounds very exciting. I will be contacting her about, I'd rather fancy a little, the cars in America. God, they've still got, because gas is so cheap, so cheap. We filled up the whole car for $20. $20.
This is going to carry on for at least 6 weeks, this.
I really, honestly, Paul, they've got those amazing, Paul Andrews, amazing big cars with wings. You know, those sort of 50s things with wings that Cruella de Vil would drive. Lovely little cars with wings, and just fill it up with gas. Just fill it up. A little man comes out, fills it up right up. And you want donuts with that?
I've got a deal for you. I've got a deal for you, America. We will pay a lot of money if you have her back. We really will.
Well, have I told you my news?
No, and I don't want to know. I want to talk to Martin.
Hello, Martin.
I want to talk to Martin White of Supply My Business. Martin, welcome back onto the Business Bunk Show. Great to see you. Great for you to get a word in edgeways.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Jules. We're 5 weeks old.
Yeah.
My Business is 5 weeks
veterans
old.
Wow, veterans now. And,
I can't believe how quickly the time has gone. Mm. And, you know, you think about your sort of business and where it might be in 6 months' time.
Mm.
And you know, 5 weeks on, you kind of realise just how quickly those 6 months are going to disappear.
Absolutely,
But I'm delighted. We've had a brilliant start to the business. Mm. We've got nearly 70-odd businesses signed up to Supply My Business now, all looking to collaborate, all looking to do more business in Kent with each other as well. So that's fantastic. Mm. And you mentioned Cascade Insurance. They've signed up. You mentioned Sunil. He's on our website.
Mm.
And we've got two wonderful guests with us today as well. We've got Daryl from Three Links Media, and we've got Tabitha from the Marketing Assistant, and they're going to tell us a little bit more about their business. So I'm going to hand over to...
Yeah, we're going to talk to Daryl first, then we're going to have a break, and then we're going to talk to Tabitha in the second part of the show.
There is one thing I forgot to mention, and if I don't mention it, Jodie, back at the office, will absolutely crucify me.
Mm.
We've been getting a lot of businesses advertising for vacant positions in their business. And so Jodie has set up a dedicated jobs handle now on Twitter for us as well. So it's SMB_KentJobs. So, yeah, if people are looking for
give
work,
it a follow.
Give it a follow. Yeah,
absolutely.
Brilliant. I'm going to hand over to Daryl.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Martin. Daryl, welcome to the Business Bunker Show for your first visit. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you and to have you on the show. Daryl is from Three Links Media. I'll tell you what, Daryl, why don't we kick off? Just tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll talk a little bit about the business. So we'd like to know the inside track first. We'd like to know who we're dealing with.
Okay, well, I'm Daryl, obviously, and the owner of Three Links Media. We set up at the beginning of September.
So you're a fairly new business as well?
Yeah, very new, very
okay,
new.
Okay, cool.
Well, Daryl, I want to know what a PG dip IDM is, please.
Apparently postgraduate diploma in interactive and digital marketing.
I like that.
Sounds important, doesn't it?
It is. Very important.
Like it.
Yeah, so we've been going just over two months now. Me personally, I've been working in the direct marketing industry for 20 years.
Right.
And just made that decision to decide rather than doing it for somebody else, I'm going to do it for myself. And So that's where it's born from, really.
Cool. I mean, just while we're talking about that, direct marketing, that's an industry that's radically changed over the last few years as well, presumably.
Massively, massively.
Yeah.
I mean, it's looked at in different ways by different people.
Sure.
And I think sometimes it can get negative press, obviously. And I think one of the most important things about new businesses coming into the actual market itself and what I'm trying to do and what Three Links is aiming to do is focus on helping companies understand how we do it well and better. Mm. You don't want to be seen as companies that are spamming or junk mail, etc.
It's about
good quality targeted marketing. And obviously we specialise in helping companies to be able to identify the right target audiences based on their requirements to sell their products and services.
Sure, absolutely. You're absolutely right, isn't it? You get these funny things that people just decide that something's spam because they do. One of the businesses I own, we suffer from this enormously. We send more than 1 million emails a month.
Which business is that of your many?
Jobs in Kent, but we send 1 million emails a month. But basically, they're all opt-in because they're people that have requested jobs, basically. But the amount of people that ISPs and mail providers go, that's spam.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Every single one of them opted in and they go mad if we didn't send it.
Mm.
But, you know, people think about it. And you also get funny things. People unsubscribe and then moan that you haven't sent them an email. And you go, but you unsubscribed. And they go, yeah, because I didn't want that one.
Exactly. I mean, it really does depend on what you're trying to market, who you're trying to get to, but quite rightly, it depends on what you receive on that day, doesn't it, really?
Exactly, it does. And whether you read it, whether you open it, and all kinds of things. And what mood you're in.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm a bit like that. Sometimes I'll read my emails and sometimes I'll
You are quite moody.
I am very moody, yeah. It's my age, dear.
Yeah. Really? Did you mention your age?
No, but
over
I knew you...
Over 60 now.
I knew,
it was a great party.
Thank you for that. I want to explore exactly what it is you do, because a lot of people don't understand it. And as you say, they have a kind of weird view of what it is and, you know, is it legal or whatever.
Absolutely.
So let's kind of just step through what it is you actually do. What's your primary product?
Okay, so what we would ultimately be doing is looking at either business-to-business or consumer, business-to-consumer companies that have got a product or a service they're trying to sell. And they would come to me and we would discuss who their target audience is and what they're trying to achieve.
Right.
And it's all about understanding what opportunities or direct media opportunities are available in the marketplace, be it a postal address, be it an email address, or an opportunity to place a flyer into somebody's publication. But it's all about being able to identify who those people are.
So would it be true to say, in the terminology of the business, it's about demographic segmentation?
It is.
listen to me.
It is. I mean, you've got a lot of it. It's about a lot of the demographic segmentation, as you say, is obviously you are who the same as the sort of people that live in the houses around you.
Yeah.
Obviously, people want to be more intelligent in the way that they select data now.
Sure.
So rather than just generalising,
yep.
if you're going to try and sell children's clothes, don't sell it, send to people that don't have kids. It's
yeah,
just
yeah.
basic stuff, really.
Yeah,
what
sure.
if they're grandparents, though? How
exactly.
would you know?
But then you would obviously look at different ways in which you're able to identify if someone is a grandparent or a parent or not, whatever it is. But then you also need to look at the communication that you're sending out. Mm. And obviously, I know Tabitha will be talking more about how, you know, how you present whatever it is. I'm kind of more of a nuts and bolts, as in I can find the individuals and the people that you need to communicate with. But it's also understanding the messaging, the promotion. Not everybody wants a discount. Some people are about brand.
And absolutely.
Exactly. So it's appealing to the right people with the right message and the right communication.
Okay. And I want to explore a little bit more about the types of things. So you made reference to email addresses
yep.
and postal addresses, and you also said about inserts. Is that a big part of what you
it's
do?
It's a massive industry, but it's similar to when you receive you'll order your CDs or DVDs online, or you might have ordered some shopping, and when it turns up, you'll have relevant advertising from maybe wine offers or holiday offers, etc. Mm. Well, those people have actually sat down with somebody similar to myself and said, right, okay, our target audience is... Mm. I don't know, 45 plus, interested in drinking wine and going out and socialising.
I can help you there. Yeah. I can help you there.
All right,
if you want to sell yeah, no. If you want to sell the entire output
He's
of the
so
British wine
predictable.
Industry, you just send it all to Jules and then job done.
That's it.
You know, because she's four bottles of Prosecco down before breakfast. Really? Sorry. Anyway, do carry on.
It's so predictable, isn't it?
But yeah, it's understanding that whatever you're trying to advertise and who you're trying to get to ends up in front of the right people, to be fair.
Right, okay.
So, I mean, obviously, additionally to that...
But I nearly used a naughty word there. I nearly said junk mail. Is that direct mail still as prevalent as it used to be? Because, you know, back in the day, everything was done by post because there was no alternative, really.
Yeah, I think back in the day, as you say, when I started 20 years ago, it was all about... numbers, it was volume, it was all a volume-based industry.
Yeah.
I said, and I think at the moment it's really important to understand speaking to somebody in the right way. So, for example, everything's got its place, but if you want to communicate, for example, to my parents, you wouldn't send them an email campaign because they'll just never look.
Yeah.
However, if you want to engage with my parents with the same product, you'd probably send them something in the post because they're old school.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's talking to people in the most appropriate way. Not trying to force people into the cheapest option.
So would you say one of the biggest movements in your industry over the last couple of years is this segmentation? Is this
moving
away from just mass mailing or mass emailing or mass doing anything?
It's about doing it well.
Yeah.
I think there still are a lot of companies that would, you know, they're just all about numbers and, it's, you know, chuck enough and something will stick sort of attitude.
Exactly, yeah.
But that's not... A good way of marketing.
Right, okay.
Lead generation is something that's come up over the years, you know, and it is a really, really good option for people that are looking to generate specific interest from people that want their products.
I want to ask you a question now, and you're probably just going to look at me and go, no, I'm not telling you. How do you find the people in the first place?
What do you mean?
Well, so for instance, if I came to you and I said, look, I've got a product that suits... ladies in their late 50s that drink too much that are based in the Whitstable area. How would you go, oh, you need to send that to Jules? How do you...
Right, so 20 years of being around, you sort of get to know, but you understand who the publishers are, who the big lifestyle companies that collect personal information are, all the email marketing companies. You've got directories.
Oh, I see. So you go and pull that data together.
I physically act as a broker, so I don't actually own anything.
You don't have the data.
I don't own any of it.
Right, okay.
Which is good for the clients because I approach it with a completely unbiased approach.
Absolutely.
I'm not out to look after the data owner, I'm out to look after the client because at the end of the day, if I do a bad job by the client, I lose the client.
Exactly.
So, it's all about ensuring whatever we're buying is... got the correct permissions with regards to email and opt-in and how legislation will change over the next year or two.
Yeah, sure.
People need to be hot on making sure that when you're sending out a marketing communication, whoever's gone and facilitated that for you has made sure all the due diligence has been done and the permissions are correct.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's all part of the service that you offer.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I get it.
I must tick all the boxes, make sure it's okay for you before.
Okay. Okay, so I get it. So basically, you're sourcing all this from the appropriate places, checking it all out and saying, here you go, Paul, this is what you need, a whole email campaign targeted at Jules. And you can send her stuff in the mail, and you can send her a pair of glasses so you can read the mail and do all that going, okay, fine. Yeah, Martin, yeah.
I was just going to sort of follow on from what Darryl was saying there. I mean, there are some huge customer databases out there, like Nectar, for example, like Clubcard, that have got millions of UK households on them.
Yeah.
So you can always take your own database, for example, and match that to somebody else's database to get that additional sort of depth and colour that you need in order to target a campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fascinating industry because increasingly, it's difficult to stand out, isn't it? If we've all got businesses, and with social media now, we all kind of make a lot of fuss and post things and put things out all over the place. And sometimes you just kind of get buried in the huge numbers that
are
out there.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things I want to try and do in Three Links is it's not a dark art. If it was, and it is a lot of common sense, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If you're trying to do, if you're going to do a marketing campaign, treat to other people how you'd want to be treated.
Exactly, yeah.
So don't send people things you would be offended with. Don't send people things that you think were inappropriate.
Mm.
And, if you're sending spamming people on a regular basis, well, you wouldn't like it.
Okay, exactly.
So,
yeah.
And again, a lot of these things are not allowed. You can't do them. So it's understanding it. But Three Links wants to just make it so that you take away the confusion about how it is. It's not that. If your clients understand what's going on and how it works, then that's going to make life easier for them as well.
Absolutely. Can I have a little rant? Can I just have a little rant? I get really, 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 really...
And the older he gets, the more he rants.
Yeah, that is true. I get really, 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 really fed up with getting emails from people that claim to be social media experts, offering to run my social media, and they send me an email, and it immediately proves they haven't got a clue how to run a social media account, and you just think, for goodness sake, you just shot yourself in the biggest way. And once upon a time, I used to reply to them saying, do you know what, I'm not going to use you because you've just proved to me you're rubbish. And then you'd get all kinds of rude things back. But
what about the ones that social media experts that retweet things that you said about 3 years ago saying we're just going live and it's like completely irrelevant.
They're not
even reading what they're retweeting.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. I mean,
this is Martin.
Yeah.
I remember back in the sort of mid-90s, I was working on the Eurotunnel account for their lead agency, which happened to be a direct marketing agency in London. And we used to spend, on Eurotunnel's behalf, about £100,000 a week on direct marketing, so quite a sizable budget that we were managing.
Mm.
And yet that business was able to capture over 40% of the market share, the cross-channel market share, within 2 years. And that was all about the product, ultimately, that Eurotunnel had to sell. It wasn't necessarily about the direct marketing. That just happened to be the best communication vehicle. So if you haven't got a product, clearly people aren't going to respond to your email, your piece of direct mail, your press insert, your door drop, whatever it might be. You've got to have something that people want to buy in the first instance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that does bring me on to one of the things that I think I might know, but you might tell me different, Darryl. A lot of people talk about open rates of things, like open rates of emails and junk mail and stuff. I'll stop doing that. Direct communications. Sorry about that. Yeah. Is that something that you still kind of figure a lot in what you're doing, or is that kind of removed because you're much more heavily targeted now?
No, in all fairness, I mean, with regards to open rates on emails and stuff like that, I think people have the misconception from many years ago. Everyone used to say 1%, and it was a general.
Yeah.
You do a mailing campaign, it would be 1%. It was 1% was the answer to everything.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, depending on what you're sending out and how easy it is for somebody to understand it, because they're not going to sit and read reams of information. It's making it simple for the client, making it, or the prospect, making it clear, making it an easy call to action.
Mm.
And what you're asking them to do, if you're asking them to get 75% off a box of wine, Jules is going to order it. If you're asking her to drive...
I'm going to get my wine for free.
But if you're going to ask her to drive 25 miles to go and have a look to get the discount, then she's probably less likely. So it's what you're expecting the consumer to do as well.
Yeah.
So And the best thing to do is always, rather than jumping in both feet, you test something and you learn from it and evolve it over time. So.
Cool. And by engaging someone such as yourself, you're going to bring a lot of expertise into that marketplace. Yeah,
absolutely.
George.
We've had a little tweet in from Big Jam Studios, and they're asking you if you have any specific online tool to keep track of your marketing campaign.
I don't personally have online tools, but generally a lot of the email delivery systems that are used by people to do email campaigns do allow you to track through. So if you're using a Dot Mailer or Pure 360 or whatever it's going to be, all of those on the back end of your email campaigns allow you to do it.
Yeah.
I think even MailChimp,
when
you send out your MailChimp, you can monitor and see who's opened, who's clicked through.
Yeah, they supply open
so
rates.
You, yeah, so I mean, that's, I don't personally have one, but I would utilise whichever service is being
there
used.
There is a lot of tools about. We on the Business Bunker show, we use a thing called hash tracking.
And a spanner.
We use hash tracking
tools.
No, I got it. So thank you. We use hash tracking to track our hashtags on Business Bunker, which is an independent free tool to use. So there are quite a few tools out there for monitoring these kind of things. Daryl, we could talk about this for a long, long time, but I think we've kind of covered it in quite a bit of depth.
In a nutshell,
I'd say. If people want to find out more about working with you, how can they find out more about you? Got a website, Twitter, Facebook, that kind of stuff. So, give us a shout out for that.
So the website is www.threelinksmedia.com. The hashtag is @threelinksmedia. And, you know, go on the website. If you want to give me a call and just run a question by me, I'm more than happy. Don't charge to have a conversation. So
fabulous. Oh, and I forgot to ask, where are you based?
Based in Dartford in Kent.
Dartford. Yep. So you're a local firm as well. Fantastic. Daryl, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Fascinating insight into the world of direct marketing.
Cool.
Something that, you know, we all as businesses need to think about in terms of our communication and how we do it. So thank you for bringing that to us. Thank you for talking to us about that.
Please.
If you want to find out any more about Daryl and his fairly new company, then do go to their website. The web address will be on the Kent Business Radio website for the foreseeable future. So you can always come back. Show number 250. You can remember that easily and find him there. For the moment, Daryl, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thanks.
Right. We're fast approaching 2 o'clock, where we have a break in the show. Then we've got a phone guest coming on. And just before that phone guest comes on, I want to tell you why the phone guest is coming on.
May we mention his name? Your phone guest?
I can when I get to it.
I do like to tell the listener.
If you'd have listened to the first bit I just said, which you didn't.
Well, because I've got lots of tweets coming through.
It's worse than working with your mum. It really is. What I said was, before he comes on, I'm going to tell you what it's all about.
You make it all mysterious.
It is mysterious.
Let it out.
It's mysterious.
Let it out, Paul.
It's magic. It's lovely. It's an unconference.
I love that.
Entrepreneurs will be intrigued to hear that a diverse group of successful business leaders and local luminaries are attending the Kent Unconference to share their own entrepreneurial journeys and encourage other delegates to do the same. It's going to kick off with some inspirational music. Award-winning recording artist Chris Searle will open...
Him.
Jamie on New Potatoes has played quite a bit of Chris's music. Chris
Searle, I was a judge, you know.
Chris Searle will open the Unconference with two of his hit songs before giving the inside track on his incredible journey to success following his many triumphs in America. Chris returned to Herne Bay at the start of the year. Will you stop making a noise? Bringing home his record label, Inspire You Records, and his new coaching business. Steve Schmidt will be joining us, and Steve is the thought leader behind the Boston Unconference, which attracts 4,000 delegates to each conference. Steve says it's an unconference. Whoever comes along, they are the right people, and whatever happens, it's the only thing that could have happened, so be prepared to be surprised. Steve is also one of the founders of Quivum, who developed technology to give early warning signs to asthma sufferers, and he has recently expanded his US company into the UK market, and he has opened an office at Discovery Park in Sandwich. So Steve is coming along to the unconference. Now, we have been running a small competition leading up to the unconference, the prize of which was the opportunity to appear very briefly on the Business Bunker Show to give us a flavour of their talk that is going to happen at the Unconference. And after the break, we're going to be talking to Steve Hoare of Atmos Studios, who is the very winner of that extraordinary thing.
That's what I wanted to
Well,
know.
I got there eventually.
Yeah,
if you'd just bear with me and let me get it out,
I've
you would have found
that
out.
I've been doing that for 250 shows.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to hear more about the Unconference, you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/blog, Unconference, and all the details are there. The Unconference is a partnership between Rift Accounting and Canterbury City Council through their Start My Business and Grow My Business and the Business Bunker, who are the media partners.
Gosh, there's lots of exciting stuff happening, isn't there?
Yeah. Right, we've reached that part of the show now where we're going to have a little break and we're going to play a little bit of music. And guess what I've got for you now?
Midnight Train to Savannah?
No.
Paul Andrews.
Your jingle.
In the Business Bunker.
Oh, Sweet Home Alabama.
This Bunker Show, we will be back with you next week. Have a fabulous week and we will see you all soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.